I think there was a rash of interest in women's history that was fueled by, this is in my lifetime, when women's studies started in the 1970s as part of a second wave feminist movement. Certainly investigating our history was a big part of it. And lots of things began to be published and talked about, and there are journals of women's history. There was a huge lot of industry around suffrage. Also in some of the states that were coming up on anniversaries, like in California, some of the historical societies began to just take the suffrage movement more seriously than they had. And I think this industrious work on suffrage and its presentation to the public went on all through the 70s and most of the 80s, but now we've had quite a long silence. Susan Faludi's word is backlash. I think part of the backlash against women in this country is a backlash against the exciting and heroic history that we have. So I think it's, I won't say it has faded because that means it got old, but I think it's been kind of pushed aside. You know, most of the exciting interest is about subjects like wars and the economy and other things that have really captured the public imagination. So we're due for a rebirth of interest in this fabulous tale.
So how do you think we're going to pull it off?
You and I are going to do it. How are we going to revive interest? Well,
yeah.
It's really clear to me that if you tell any part of this story in any venue, whether you tell it to a friend or you write an article or you have a blog or you put it on your website, other people get excited. So we have to rely on the people who have a passion for uncovering more and more of this great tableau. It's such a, you could work on it anywhere. You know, you could work on the banner that's in the History Detective show has a piece of iconography on it. It's got a picture of a statue. You could investigate who made that statue. What does that statue mean? Why are they using it in the suffrage movement? What does it tell? You know, there's just a million avenues of thinking about women in power, which is what this is about, that we can find answers to and road marks for in the suffrage movement. So I would say revival of interest depends on insisting, I'm a big insister, insisting that this is a really important story and it's worth paying attention to and just keeping at it till it catches fire, because I know it will.